Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It was 1950 in the cold and rain when my father took me to my very first game. Said the Browns are going to show you how to game.
Talk to me, Michael Stanley. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Dogs of War 5-minute pregame episode brought to you by our friends over at Zabo Apparel Company. Football season is back, the Guardians are red hot, and the Cavs are coming soon. Head on over to Zabo Apparel to get all your Cleveland gear. It's veteran-owned, Cleveland-based. Go on to ZABOApparel.com. You got Kevin here to give you all the info you need for Thursday night football in 5 minutes or less. It's like finding a forgotten dilly bar in your freezer. The real season for the Browns, meaning division games, starts Thursday night as the Pittsburgh Steelers come to First Energy Stadium in Cleveland. The 8:15 p.m. game will be broadcast on Amazon Prime, which means we get Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit. Let's head on over to Berea to listen to Coach Stefanski address the media earlier this week.
Okay, excited for Thursday night. It's always an opportunity on the national stage for these players to go play football in front of our fans at our place. So I know the guys are very excited about the challenge, and it is a challenge playing Thursday night. You're coming off of Sundays, so your body's not going to feel perfect. It's the same thing that our opponent's feeling. So these guys are pushing to Thursday. Have a great opponent, a division opponent, an opponent we know really well. They're well coached. They have players really at all spots on the offense, defense, special teams. So we're going to have our work cut out for us. Got to really use these days of preparation. Mentally, physically, get ready to go Thursday night. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Not that I need to remind anyone, but the Steelers are 38-9-1 against the Browns since 99, and the Browns haven't swept a series against them since 1988, which was the year I was born 34 years ago. The Steelers are 1-1 on the season, beating the Bengals in week one while losing to the Patriots last week by 3 points. Despite being without all-world linebacker T.J. Watt, the Steelers' defense is still very formidable. Minkah Fitzpatrick has an interception in each of the Steelers' first two games this season. Pittsburgh has a +4 turnover margin through 2 weeks, which puts them second in the NFL, including 4 interceptions against Joe Burrow in week one. Their run defense, however, currently ranks 22nd in the NFL with 128.5 yards allowed per game. Unless you've been living under a rock or the 480 bridge, you know Big Ben finally retired after 41 seasons, and the Steelers' new quarterback is Cleveland native Mitch Trubisky. Mitch is off to a bit of a slow start this season, with his passing offense sitting dead last in yards per attempt and sits at 28th in the league in passer rating. The Browns have rushed for 401 yards this season, which leads the NFL. The last time the Browns had 400-plus rushing yards after two games was 1974. In other positive news, which we need after last weekend, Nicholas Jamaal Chubb scored 3 rushing touchdowns, which is his second career game doing so. He is the 4th Browns player ever to have multiple games with 3 or more touchdowns, joining Hall of Famers Jim Brown, Leroy Kelly, and Bobby Mitchell. Shout out Yahoo Sports. From the Dogs of War Weather Room, Thursday is the first official day of fall, and right on schedule, it'll be a high of 66 and low of 54, with a slight chance of a rain shower and some decent wind. From the Dogs of War Sportsbook, the Browns are currently 4.5-point favorites as of Wednesday evening, and the over-under is set at 38.5 points. As for Browns injuries, Jadeveon Clowney is out, but Myles Garrett, Joe Bitonio, and Jack Conklin are all playing. Brothers and sisters of the Muni Lot and Dog Pound, Steelers Week and Thursday Night Football is here. If you haven't listened to our full episode this week, we had Dave Bryan on from SteelersDepot.com to give us an excellent preview of the game. See you in the Muni Lot. God bless and go Browns.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.